When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud up, what do you got?
All right, I just wanted to give a shout out to, actually, you like this supermarket. You've talked about it. Este Vallarta Supermarket in Pasadena had a mariachi for the moms today as they were shopping since it's, you know, I say it's Mexican Mother's Day, but I know
I used to shop at that Vallarta when I lived there.
In Pasadena?
Yep.
Yeah, so that was their treat for moms as they were shopping. They were playing mariachi to celebrate them today, and I thought that was really cool, so I wanted to give them a huge shout out.
Yeah, this it's on Fair Oaks, if I recall correctly.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I'm sorry, Cap?
A mariachi, not a trio.
A mariachi, yes.
Okay, just want to make sure there's a distinction, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. But yeah, so I thought that was cool, man. Like, I took my mom out to eat today. I couldn't see her on Sunday, and I think it's nice, you know, mom still got to do a bunch of work, and as they're shopping and thinking about their kids and all this other stuff, they're getting a little treat.
So it's why my wife and I are married. She like was like, hey, I'm like, so what are you going to do for Mother's Day? She's like, can we just go out on Saturday instead? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
But that's
now,
the best.
Now are you going to tell me I'm a creeper when I tell you that on Saturday evening when you and Kelly and your children were out to dinner and then you guys went to the beach and you were talking about Mother's Day and how it just kind of broke out this way? Am I a creeper for knowing all of this? Because I saw it on social media.
No, I mean, you followed it. It's fine. Like, it's okay.
I just want to make sure because, you know, I'm getting a lot of, you know, I get a lot of hate about being creepy.
That's fine. But yeah, that's why I like, you know, it's like I told you about the Valentine's Day thing. My wife is like, doesn't care about Valentine's Day. Even Mother's Day. She's just like, yeah, we can just chill at the house on Sunday. Let's just do it on Saturday.
But that's, for my mom, she was like, I don't want to go. It's crowded. Like today, like I kind of made her go because I'm like, look, this is the only time I got. Yeah. I can take you out.
Right. And so I'm dressed nice already.
You know. I gotta look good.
Did you not hang out with your mom on Mother's Day because you were hanging out with your new man?
I mean, I worked, and yes, he did come over, but I did work. But yes, I hung out with him.
Okay, so it's like, Mom, I'd love to come see you, but
I got a man.
No,
we're not doing that. No.
She said, "What your man got
Damn,
to do with me?"
Damn, bro.
No, we're not doing that.
I spent part of my Mother's Day with Bergie.
Aw.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dottie.
And Dottie, and then Rachel.
Yeah, I can't do the Rachel thing really good. So.
And then I went over to Rachel's house later in the day, and I was texting her son. Hey, 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 get to the store, get flowers, and make sure that when we walk through the door, your mother knows you care about her and that you love her and that you're acknowledging that today's Mother's Day.
I have a question.
You got to coach these kids up.
Because Sedona was in here on Friday, and Lindsay and Beto and part of me said that it wasn't Cap's job to really do anything for Rachel because it should be on her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree or do you think like, no?
You should do something nice. She's your girlfriend. I mean, it's more on them, but you should also do some sort of acknowledgement, I would say.
Well, we were saying that, like, he was talking about making plans or buying something or doing something for the kids, for Rachel's kids.
No, that's on them. How old are those kids? Well, it depends on how old the kids are. How old are they?
They're teenagers.
One is 18, one's 15, but the thing is...
Well, the 18-year-old, there's no excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I do is I just say to these dudes, I'm like, hey, guys, it's Mother's Day, and all mom really wants to, all she needs is just some acknowledgement. If you write her a card, if you go buy her some flowers, if you bought her some candies, if you made her breakfast in bed, it doesn't matter. Just show mom that you acknowledge it and that you care. That's all she wants. And so when I walked in the house, they had gone and gotten flowers and she was very appreciative. And all I really did was push them to go do it so that they would show her that they care.
You shouldn't really push. I'm just saying. That's the
thing. Yeah, that was nice of you to do that, Cap. But in my opinion, I think it's their dad's responsibility to like be the one to be like, hey, you should be doing that. But you're the bigger man and you decided to do that and say, hey, I'm going to tell you guys to do it this way because someone else didn't. So good for you, Cap.
Yep.
All right. Well,
I'm with Lynn.
All right. Well, they're good boys. They just need to be aware. That's all.
They just need a stronger male figure in their life.
Well, I don't know. Right? I mean, you know, they're.
Cap's like, this is getting uncomfortable.
That's all I'm saying, though. It's like, even Beto was like, that's like, he said, I tell my kids, you know, he's divorced, and he's like, I tell my kids, make sure you take care of your mother on Mother's Day. No excuses.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something the dad should do.
Yeah. All right. That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. So, Cappy, we were talking earlier about the Genie Bus story in Bill Plaschke's column in the LA Times.
Right.
And they did a one-on-one interview there, which I thought was great. I thought it was important for them, as in fans and everyone, to hear from Jeannie. I like that she took the onus because, look, a lot of people have called these shows, and you and I have talked about it even as well. Like, hey, like, yeah, Rob Pelinka is the basketball person, and you know, in the time Vogel was the coach, right? But you know, the owner has to take some responsibility for this as well, and I felt like she did that, and I feel like that. First of all, it's a smart move from a PR standpoint. Like, I don't think there's any question about that. And secondly, what I would say is it's also fair that she has some culpability in all of this, and she understands that that's the case.
One of the things I liked about this piece was the way it was described was, hey, look, she's unhappy. She doesn't like the results, and she needs to fix what's going on. Mm-hmm. And there's a paragraph. It reads like this. In the winter of 2017, with the Lakers stuck in a seemingly bottomless morass, she boldly did the unthinkable by firing her own brother.
Right. She was, as Kobe said, you got to be the mother of dragons.
Yeah. In one assertive swoop, she canned sibling Jim from his job as executive vice president of player personnel and fired longtime general manager Mitch Kupchak while staking her claim as the fearless controlling owner of the city's most celebrated sports franchise. The setup is the last time she was this unhappy with the results,
somebody got cut.
Right. She cleaned house. So now the question is, and this is more part of the setup, which is, hey, look, will there be changes? She says, this is Jeannie. Absolutely, there will be changes. If we're not living up to the Lakers standard, I will look at everything. I'll make the hard decisions because that's what you have to do. So it sounded like, hey, I trust Rob and I believe in him, but this is kind of the end of the road. It's either you fix what's happened here or we'll be cleaning house again.
Yeah, and I totally understand that, you know, and so I'm curious to hear what people think about that interview that she did with Bill Plaschke. Let's go to David in Temecula. David, what's up?
The sexy skin Sedano and Cappy show.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, I want you to hear me out here for a second. We're talking about coaches for LeBron and whatnot. You know, there's a coach out there that's available that LeBron expects. I know we're not getting Riley. I know we're not getting Jackson or any of these guys, but what about Coach K?
No, not happening, dude.
Has anybody asked him?
No, he's not. He's retired. It's over. Like, that's not happening, yes.
Okay, take Coach K out of it for a second, but I hear where you're going. Let me throw another name at you. Has anybody inquired about Jay Wright, the former Villanova coach?
He's already said he's not coaching this year.
I know that's what he said. All I'm asking is, has anybody from the Lakers called and said, hey, Jay, I know what
I don't
said
know
publicly.
The answer to that is right. What I would say. Yeah.
I mean, hey, Jay, you've said publicly that you're not coaching this year, but we're the Lakers and we've got LeBron. Does that sound interesting to you? I'm not saying he's the right guy. I'm just saying he's a guy who is available, who has a really great track record of success. Granted, it's at the college level, not the NBA level. But check me on this, George. Didn't Jay Wright at some point have interactions with LeBron coaching or an assistant coach on an Olympic team? I'll have to Google that, but I'm almost sure I'm right. Like 97.5%, not 99.9, leaving just a little bit of room.
I believe Jay Wright was part of Coach K's staff, yes.
So there is some interaction at some
point. Actually,
no,
check that. I believe he might have been on Pop's staff, not on Coach K's.
Nonetheless, he was an assistant coach on an Olympic team that LeBron played on.
No. If he was in the Tokyo one, then it wasn't LeBron.
Okay. So I need to, like I said, 97.5%, leaving 2.5% available for me to be wrong. Whereas 99.9% would leave just 0.01, I think, for me. So I'm not totally confident, but I know that Jay Wright has coached on those staffs. And I do think there might have been an interaction between Jay and LeBron. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. My only point is this. Jay Wright's been really successful. I might take a chance on a Jay Wright who's, how old is he, 60 years old? Decided to retire.
He did not coach LeBron.
Okay, what year did he coach on the staff?
It was this Tokyo experience, and then he had done some other stuff on international play, like the World Championships, but like the 18 and under, the Pan Am Games, not the Olympics.
Okay, but, yeah. So strike from the record, Your Honor, please.
Yeah.
The whole point about Jay Wright and LeBron having an interaction, that's neither here nor there.
Right.
Would he be somebody that you'd consider or at least talk to?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
But I don't have like a definitive answer for you. No.
No. I mean,
I've never asked anyone in LeBron's orbit about Jay Wright.
Hey, LeBron, what do you think about Jay Wright? I'm just putting it out there because somebody will get it to him, you know?
Okay, sure. No problem.
I mean, Coach K, listen, I understand why.
No, it's not happening. Coach K is not happening. It's not happening.
But I understand why it's a romantic concept.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, Coach K has been linked to the Lakers for like 30 years, it feels like.
Yeah, Coach K, frankly, at the end here this year, just didn't look healthy.
He didn't look like he was having fun, that's for sure.
Yeah. It looked like it was time. Yeah. But Jay Wright's young.
He is younger, for sure. Yeah. Let me go. Who's on line two? Because I can't see the name here. Ace? All right. Ace, what up?
Hey, what's up? How we doing, George? How we doing, Cap?
Good, pal.
Good. So where I wanted to come from is she talks about all these changes that she's going to make or that she wants to make, but the reality is she keeps going back to the same wells. It's Magic. It's Phil. It's no one that's changing the game. And we keep talking about how we're going to spend. We have the high.
Yeah, that's fair, Ace. We brought that up a while ago prior to this, like a couple, maybe it was like a week or two ago, that it, when the Phil stuff came out, I was like, I think having Phil is a good idea. But where's the, to your point, the new blood? Yes.
There's nothing innovative about it. And she laments about being or spending the fourth most in the NBA. But the reality is, if she just tuned into First Take on plug for your guys' show on the air, like J.J. Redick said it today, it's not about spending more than anybody. It's about building an infrastructure that can allow you to sustain for the future. And we had that and then traded it all away. And it's kind of frustrating. Ramona was actually on Mason Ireland yesterday saying she was going to come out and start to flex and really start to show her personality, but she keeps Ramona saying it on behalf of Jeannie, but she really keeps coming back and saying, talking about her dad. Like, unfortunately, she's not her dad, and we need to figure out a way to, like, get past that, because what she keeps doing is bringing back all those people, and it's unfortunate because we're stuck 10 years ago.
Well, you know what? It's interesting you're saying this, because I brought this line up earlier in the show. I'm a collaborator. That's my nature, as opposed to a sole decision maker. I feel like sometimes when you, as a leader of a business, don't feel super confident in your knowledge or your ability or whatever, I feel like sometimes you wind up wasting a lot of time asking for a tremendous amount of advice rather than making a call. And by the way, I'm not trying to overly psychologically analyze Jeannie. It's just that line hit me straight in the face. Like, I feel like I'm the same way. And so I'm not knocking her. I'm saying that's a weakness, and you got to turn it into a strength when you finally just look in the mirror and say, you know what? It's my team. I will make the decisions.
Right, but she's not a basketball person. So I think that becomes the problem. You know what I'm saying? So look, let's continue this discussion on the other side, because there's a lot of people that want to chime in on this. And I do think that – I think that's a valid concern, right? Like, I applaud her for taking the onus and, you know, saying the buck stops with her. But I do think that they need – I will continue to beat this drum. They need to expand the circle of trust, okay? And it needs to be someone who is, to Ace's point, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, more tied to success more recently, is what I would say. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We'll take more of your calls on the other side. 2 minute break, back here on 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The
playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Yes, indeed. Around 6:15, Sedano and Cap. Live Imaging Tuesday.
Whoa, heavy.
Whitney.
We're doing it. It's a heavy day on the show today.
Yeah.
Producer Laura decided to give us some news.
Yes, she did.
I mean, did I really give you guys news?
I didn't know you did. I had no idea. Yeah.
I mean, Janice kind of blurted out the
news. Well, she did. No, but you gave it away, too. Like, you gave it away because of the way you reacted.
There's only one friend left.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
One friend.
He's a friend.
And this is a big
boyfriend.
Moment. As somebody.
Oh, a boyfriend. She said it out loud.
You just said it.
Wow.
Let Whitney take it from here for a moment.
Sing it, girl. Come on now. You can do it.
Laura's booed up.
She's booed up.
If this was back in the Facebook days in the mid-2010s or whatever.
In a relationship.
Yeah, that was a big step.
The status.
When you went from, I always was, it's complicated.
Yeah, for sure. Always got to be complicated.
So Laura's booed up. For all the gentlemen out there on Twitter, I apologize. But you can see my big hair in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust.
Yes.
Just search at Twitter, Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. Join the Circle of Trust, the whole Mishpuka.
And download the damn app already.
Yeah, I made him download it.
The boyfriend?
Yeah.
Search, download, and tap. And then bam! You got Sedano and Cap right in your ear.
Yeah, download that app, bro. I mean, I'm serious. Like, we've got to get... you're going to have a full stereo experience. Not only that, but a personalized experience.
That's only if you put both pods in, though. By the way, the new AirPods, do you
I have
put
the old ones, though.
Oh, if you use the
My
new
old
ones
suck.
And you put them
the
both
old ones
in...
do suck.
It's literally, somebody could be shooting a gun next to you, you won't hear it. You can't hear it. It's so creepy. You just got to go one ear.
See, now you're going to make me want to get the other ones.
Oh, you got to get the new ones. And they're comfy in there.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because the old ones suck.
I use the old ones just for working out, and I use the new ones for phone.
My old ones, they last for like 15 minutes, and then they die.
Yes.
Oh, no, mine don't. Mine does a good job. But you got to keep charge. You got to put them back. Mine lasts for 5 hours before
Cap,
I have to put them back in.
Have you ever cleaned your AirPods?
Probably not. No chance.
No,
there's no chance
right
he's
now.
A clear. He's a
you
clean AirPod.
I'm holding them right now, and yeah. The pods themselves
they have earwax?
Look.
Oh, come on.
No, it's
now
not.
You went extra.
It's not with the. It's not the pod itself. It's like the case is all gross and
you
dirty.
Gotta clean the case. You get a Q-tip and put it in there.
Or you get one of the. You know, what's that little thing?
That's
the
probably
keyboard.
Why they're not charging.
Yes, yeah. The the aerosol.
The little air thing in the keyboard they use for the keyboard.
Air, the pressure air thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sit down on Cap. Continue now.
I got another pair right here. They're,
you know what
they're
you
not
are?
Apple. They're something else.
You're a disaster, is what I would say.
Why?
I mean, you just like nothing works. You can't figure out whose Apple ID you're using. Like, I mean, wait, come on, man, get it together. Kevin.
I know. Yesterday, I was so bummed out when I got an email from Apple yesterday saying, you know, here's your receipt for your $4.99 for Apple TV.
Yeah.
It was actually to my daughter, and I sent her an email and I said, hey. Do you know the login for the Apple TV? She's like, no, I didn't even know I had it. So, you know those apps where you can put in all your different like services, and then they tell you how much money you're spending?
Yeah,
I got to do that.
Yeah, there's one particular app that's always I see the commercial all the time on TV. I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, but if you're gonna want to remove the service, you're gonna have to know the password.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue.
I'm going to put in a calendar reminder right now for Thursday, since I'll see you in person at Hollywood Park Casino.
Okay.
And we're going to get together either before or after the show, and we're going to do this. We're going to figure this out. We're going to figure out your little...
There you go.
All your technical problems.
Lindsay's going to help you.
Let's do it before the show, because, you know, after the show, the whole party that's going on lasts till, I want to say, like 8:30 in the evening, doesn't it, Chris?
I believe so.
Yeah,
should I do my hair this big for the party?
Dude, if you have your hair that big on Thursday, I'm running my fingers through it.
You can't run your hair through your fingers through it.
You can't touch
because
it.
Because there's just so much product in there that you can't get
it's
in your hands
through.
There's
a few different stages of product in here. Yeah.
Cap, are you the guy that like goes up to people that you don't know and like touches their hair and stuff?
He totally
God,
does.
No chance.
Or like pregnant ladies and you're like want to touch their bellies?
Don't do that. Please tell me you've never done that.
No, I wouldn't do it to somebody I don't know, but if it was somebody I did know and they had a big pregnant belly, I'd be like, yo, can I touch your belly?
No, don't do that.
And if they're like, no. Would you kiss the bump?
Oh, 100%.
Like, would you do that to Ramona if you saw her?
If I saw Ramona, I was like, Ramona, let me give a little energy to that baby inside of you. And if she's
no,
like,
you don't know her like that, bro. I don't listen. I've known Ramona for a decade and wouldn't do that. Okay,
no,
you are
like
too
have,
comfortable, bro.
Yeah, I feel like I have a certain brotherhood, sisterhood with
you.
Ramona
are you
going.
Are confianzudo as
confianzudo, yeah.
As the way my mom would say, confianzudo.
Mm. Now there are times I've done interviews with players like where I'm standing there holding a microphone,
yeah.
And I'm not looking at their eyes. And I'm just looking at their, like, long goatee.
Yeah.
And in the middle of it, I'll be like, yo, man, do you mind if I touch that?
No, bro. What the hell's wrong with you?
No, you don't.
Can I touch that, please?
Don't, Cap, don't be that guy.
Oh, don't be that guy.
You are that guy. You are that guy, though.
Don't be that guy,
hey,
though.
Speaking of that guy.
Yeah.
The guy we need to hear from is J.J. Redick, because Ace, who called earlier, made a great point about what J.J. Redick was talking about. We were talking about Stephen A. saying that Terry Stotts cannot be the coach. And what JJ was saying was that this isn't about coaches or anything. This is about culture, basically. Let me hear what JJ said to Stephen A. on First Take today about the Lakers.
Contention?
Yeah, contention.
The Lakers are not contending next season. That's not going to happen. And we broke down all the different trade scenarios last week. They're not going to be a contender. They're pretty much stuck next year. I think they should figure out a way to hire Steph Curry as a player coach, maybe Paul George. Just hire... fill out a coaching staff with current players. That's the only way they're going to get back to contention. There's no way this group, this core group, those three guys, yeah, with their lack of draft picks, with no real money in free agency, they're not in contention next year. It doesn't matter who the coach is.
I mean...
was he trying to be, because he was really monotone, was he trying?
No,
he, I like
of
him.
Course.
I like
the
him.
Steph Curry thing is not real. Like, he's joking.
Oh.
But
I didn't get that from the tone.
Yeah, it's called sarcasm.
Yeah, he didn't pick it up.
Yeah. So, but it's hard to argue. I've said it. If Russell Westbrook's on this team is not winning a championship.
Hmm.
I mean, I said that the other day, and you kind of like, you said, I want to see 60 games and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, bro, I don't need 60 games to tell you that. That ain't happening.
Could the same roster come back next year and make it to the playoffs? I'm not saying
yes,
the
make the playoffs, but he said he was asked the question contention. Contention means a championship.
Yeah. That's a pretty defeatist attitude. Unfortunately, it's also a very realistic attitude. But you see, you got to understand, George, the heart of a champion.
What are you, Rudy Tomjanovich all of a sudden? What the hell?
More Pat Riley, I think.
No, but Rudy Tomjanovich said that.
Oh, well,
don't
like
ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
Okay, well, I mean, a lot of people have said this. It's not new. You just got to understand the heart of a champion. LeBron James understands the heart of a champion. J.J. Redick is saying there's just no chance. And what I'm saying is, yeah, it's highly unlikely based on what happened this year, based on another year of LeBron James adding a year of, you know, age. Anthony Davis is not proven to be able to be healthy. And Russell Westbrook, frankly, is just kind of a pain in the ass. But that all being said, they did only play 21 games together this year. And if they really are as stuck as I think they are, as JJ thinks they are, then these guys should come out with the heart of a champion and say, what's our goal? Let's shock the world. Now, I'm a motivational speaker, George. You may not realize this, but maybe the Lakers would like to have me in the locker room to chat a little bit. Maybe I can, you know, straighten some guys out.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll go over real
inspire well. Some guys. Motivate them.
Could you imagine this mother bleeper walking into the Lakers locker room on one of those? You know, because the Lakers, what are those things that they do where they bring in, like, they brought in, like, The Rock one time, and they bring in all these, like, famous people, like, to do these fireside chats with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Do you imagine if they brought Cap into the room?
In his sunglasses in the Sunday Swagger
shirt. It's the CEO of Sighted here.
That's right. Now, do you think you would be better?
No, I don't at all. Because I
think I could handle this assignment. But I'll say this. You ready?
All right. How about you do this? At 6:40, you tell me what your inspirational speech would be to the Lakers. Can you do that?
I'd like to sit down and put some work into it.
Okay. How about you do this? I'm going to be gone for a few days. You'll be gone for a few days. Next week, I need this in writing.
Okay.
I need the speech. I think this is what the thing. This is your chance to be Rudy Tomjanovich.
Okay. Or Herb Brooks, for that matter.
Get into stuff.
Or Herb Brooks, for sure. Let me go to.
But maybe I just hire Tony Robbins.
Yeah, I don't know if Tony Robbins is inspiring anyone these days. David in Simi Valley. David. David.
What's up, David?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
Well, hello. First off, I'd like to congratulate
producer Laura and finding someone special.
Congratulations, Aww. Laura.
And you
Thank
know,
you.
She didn't just give it away. She honed it down.
Damn.
And to the guy who said he had big hair, which one of you said you had big hair?
Chris.
That's Chris. That's Chris Morales.
Christopher. Big hair today, sir.
Oh, Chris. You're talking to someone whose nickname is Jimmy Neutron. So.
Oh, damn.
I believe there was a tweet somebody calling me Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah. Johnny yeah. Five.
What do you use now, on your hair, sir?
Yeah.
I use Hans DeFuco.
Oh.
Oh, Hans DeFuco. Natural.
Ooh.
That's bougie.
So.
Is that like a paste or is it like
I'm
a gel?
What is it? But That's... besides all that, getting back to the Lakers... And the coaching, first off, I think Frank Vogel got a raw deal. I mean, the man took him to a championship just 2 years before.
Agreed.
And given all the circumstances that happened this last year where Kendrick Nunn didn't even play a game the whole season.
Yeah, but Kendrick Nunn wasn't helping their biggest problem, which was to defend.
Yeah, and so you do have to have a scapegoat, and he was a sacrificial lamb, and so going back to coaching, just J.J. Redick, I don't understand. I mean, does he remember when Kobe and Shaq were together for how many years before they won a championship? And what made the difference? Bringing in a coach that knew how to put all the pieces
right. I agree. But they're not. It doesn't seem like they're going to do that. You know? It doesn't seem like that's the case.
Do you use the clay, Hans DeFuco, or the pomade?
It looks like he uses the. I mean, I don't know. He can call back and let Laura.
Or there's
Yo, Jimmy Neutron, too. You got to join the Sedano and Cap community and then put a picture of that Jimmy Neutron hairdo.
There's the modified pomade.
Yeah.
Sponge wax, gravity paste. Maybe I need the gravity paste.
Maybe a little gravity paste never hurt anybody.
Is the gravity paste going to puff it up more?
Wow.
Is the gravity paste going to?
That one caught me off guard.
Yeah. Wow. We need to be in studio more often.
All right. We're going to take a break because you got Big Deal or No Deal coming up. Did you download the app yet, ESPN LA? You should. What are you waiting for? I mean, seriously.
I got my kids all going to school and telling all their friends to download the app.
All right. And we'll take more of your calls because Big Deal or No Deal. I'm not going to take your call unless you've downloaded the app. All right. That's it.
Yeah.
If you haven't downloaded the app, I'm not taking your call.
Don't
As a matter of fact, I may block you on Twitter if you haven't downloaded the app. And Instagram, even though I'm not really on that very much. So, download the app. Okay? Don't be that guy or that girl. But especially that guy, like Cap.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, we're back in 2 minutes.
Yes, indeed. Almost 6:30 p.m. in the Southland. Sedano with Kappa Live Imaging Tuesday. You know what we do at 6:30? Big deal or no deal? Who did I throw to you, Sedano? Did I throw to you?
Lindsay.
Oh, Sedano. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
All right, so I texted you guys about this earlier in our group chat and wanted to bring it to big deal or no deal. Facebook's parent company, Meta, has opened its first brick-and-mortar store in California to serve as a showroom for its latest technology and consumer products. The Meta store offers interactive demos, hands-on experiences with the company's hardware, including Portal devices, Ray-Ban Stories glasses, and the Quest 2 VR headset. A spokesperson for the company said that the Meta store is going to help people make that connection on how our products can be the gateway to the metaverse in the future. We're not selling the metaverse itself in our store, but hopefully people will come in and walk out knowing a little bit more about how our products will help connect them to it. Is Meta opening a brick and mortar store a big deal or no deal? Cap, what do you think?
For me, I'm going to say no deal, but I'm going to also reserve the right to change my mind when I go to visit the Meta store. Because, Lindsay, you have brought to my attention that we should do a field trip. And so I'm in to go visit the Meta store so that once I visit it and play with all these VR things, then I might change my mind. As of today, no deal, could be a big deal.
Sedano?
Sorry, my mic wasn't on.
Sit down.
No deal for me. Look, dude, I'm just over Zuckerberg. Like, just that's it. I'm just over him. Get out of here, Zuckerberg. I'm over you. Like, I got rid of Facebook in 2012, so I don't care if you call it Facebook, Meta, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm not interested.
But the metaverse is totally different than Facebook. They're two completely different things.
No, I know, but if it's there's plenty of other metaverses. I don't have to go to a Zuckerberg's is what I'm saying.
Oh, there are multiple?
Of course there are.
Metaverses?
Yeah, he doesn't own the metaverse.
Yeah, but he's kind of got the lockdown right now.
Yeah, he's got the upper hand, but it doesn't mean it's just going to be him.
Okay.
I'll go to somebody's bootleg metaverse.
All right.
That'd probably be more fun, to be honest with you.
The bootleg metaverse?
Oh, hell yeah. You know there's some crazy stuff going on in the
The underground.
Yeah, the underground black market.
Black market.
Metaverse,
yeah,
right, for sure.
Jeez, I don't need... I barely know what's going on in the real metaverse, but now I'm confused about which one's the real one and which one's the black market one.
You got, like, the back alley transactions going on. You know, people selling kidneys and stuff, that kind of thing.
In the metaverse? Is it a real kidney or a metaverse kidney?
That's a great question. I guess we'll never know, right?
It's a midney.
All right, next one. So, super weird story here. Not much was known back when Brazilian pro soccer player Marcelo was dropped from the Lion first team. Now we know the cause of the falling out. He refused to stop farting. Marcelo was repeatedly disruptive with his flatulence, according to a report from ESPN, farting and laughing repeatedly during team meetings, even interrupting a speech by the team captain. Well, the team ended up terminating his contract at the end of January, and he has since joined another team. Now, I don't know a whole lot about pro soccer, but is a pro soccer player being disciplined for farting too much a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
All right, say that one again because I didn't catch the last sentence there.
AKA, you were not paying attention.
Okay, so go ahead.
Wow.
Miami's up 95-68. You know?
Yeah, that's
no. I was actually texting someone about what we were talking about with the Lakers. But go ahead.
8:25 left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
All right. So there's
I can show you. I don't want to show you who I was texting with, but it was about the Lakers conversation we were having. But go ahead.
Cap, how about you, Star? Is this pro soccer player that was disciplined for farting too much a big deal or no deal?
Was he disciplined or was he released from the team?
So he wasn't released from the team. I'm not super familiar with how like pro soccer terms work, but it said that he was. He was moved down from the first team. Like, I guess it's the equivalent of, like, being benched.
Mm-hmm.
And then, eventually, due to repeated violations with his conduct, they ended up terminating his contract.
Okay. All right. And this is all over a gastrointestinal issue.
Yeah, but he did it on purpose. He was doing it on purpose and laughing about it, basically. Yeah. And his teammates couldn't stand it anymore.
Right. So they just cut him. They just got rid of him.
He's a mad farter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Crop duster.
Listen, you know, if you fart too much, I mean...
Lindsay could back me up on this, though. When you're on a highly ketogenic diet, don't have these issues at all.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Really?
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't tell you the last time I did that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Definitely cuts down on the gas if you're a gassy person.
Well, because you're eating a lot of fat as opposed to a lot of protein and carbs.
Well, you're eating a lot of protein and a lot of fat, not carbs.
But no carbs.
No
right.
carbs.
And so this keto diet means no farting.
Protein also creates gas.
Not for me.
But and then
bacon and coffee, no gas.
Yeah, higher fat content does away with that.
I think on the opposite side, though, you have like really, really bad smelling sweat. I will say.
Chris, does your sweat stink?
I mean, we always say Cap does TMI.
I haven't noticed that.
I mean, you got to get rid of the farter. See you later. I'm out. Big deal.
Especially, it sounds like he's farting on command.
Yeah, he was like his team captain was giving a speech. And he just thought it was hilarious to just rip one and start laughing about it. I mean, imagine in a regular workplace, like in our offices, especially with all these enclosed spaces, if we had a teammate like that, I don't think that he would last very long.
Well, Keyshawn used to do it.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He used to walk up to you and
do
it.
But Keyshawn's different. He's different.
I believe.
Really?
I can always tell. I can always tell the person on the plane who's farting.
That's usually me.
Yep, that's exactly what I was
going
to say.
I'm the guy looking around going, who the hell smells? Who would do such a thing on this? Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Silent but deadly on the plane. I feel like that's you.
That'd be me. Yeah. That's me. I admit that.
Remind me
I just don't admit it on the plane. I admit it off the plane.
Oh, man, you're that guy. All right, so speaking of traveling, visitors who are looking for an Airbnb in Hawaii may have some problems in the near future. Oahu, which is Hawaii's most visited island, just passed a law that will require a minimum stay of 90 days in short-term rental contracts. So basically, it's no longer going to be legal to rent homes through Airbnb and similar platforms for a couple of days or weeks, which is severely going to impact the tourism industry. This law is going to go into effect, or it's expected to, in mid-October. Is this a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
So I was listening to you, but Chris was giving Laura instructions, so I couldn't hear exactly what you said.
No.
I heard the story. I just didn't know what location.
Gosh, if this were me, man,
Oahu.
I'd be getting hammered.
Oahu.
Hawaii. Okay. Bro, shut
that
the
island.
Is that the big island?
She almost dumped it.
Yeah.
Chris was literally telling Laura to lower the bed a little because it's a little hot. And
It was okay.
But I couldn't hear what place she said. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So, yes, big deal, because that's what they require, a lot of tourism in a place like that. Yes.
Sedano and Cap continues now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jeez. Sorry.
Everybody okay?
Yeah, everybody's good. I think everybody's fine. I think everybody's good. Everybody's good.
Yeah. Well, so wait, Oahu is like the main, I don't know, Hawaii is the big island, right? But you mean as far as like the tourism goes, Oahu is like the most populated one.
I think Oahu, Honolulu?
Yes, that's the one where all the tourists go.
Yeah, it's a big city.
Mm-hmm. You know, thanks for that. It's a big city. We know that.
Thank you. Well, I mean, Honolulu's a big city, you know? Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to Airbnb there. At least that's. I'm sure this will get appealed.
Only Oahu?
Yes. As of right now, it's just the island of Oahu.
Well, you know the story here, guys, is that if you're the homeowner.
Because I Airbnb'd in Maui, and it was nice.
I did, too. I did in both islands, actually. It was great.
Yeah.
But you know, this is not just a Hawaii issue. There's a lot of other places that are arguing these same kinds of things.
Dude, I get why people who live there would not want people, random strangers, coming into Airbnb their spots.
Right, totally. You know, but the argument on the other end is the homeowner who goes, well, wait a second. This is a property that I own, and this is how I'm choosing to use it, and this is how I'm making money with it.
Yeah.
And so you're telling me that now I can't run a business from my home.
Correct.
Yeah, and actually the neighbors are like, that's precisely what we're telling you,
because
a bunch of people come in here and they're throwing up on the streets and they're partying loud at night, and they don't care about the neighborhood. They're only here vacationing.
Correct.
But is that really happening, though? Like,
well, in places like that, sure.
People who can go to Hawaii are really doing that. I feel like that's more of a spring break situation.
Well, I don't really know if that's happening. I just know that that's the argument.
Chewy in the background.
Oh.
Yeah, he's playing with his squeaky donut.
I would say that, I mean, look, I think that in a lot of these tourist destinations, yeah, there's probably enough of that where people are annoyed, yeah.
People don't respect the neighborhood because they're there.
I mean, I treat the place like it's my own.
I know, and I do the same thing. But this is the big argument. I mean, I saw this all happen in Mammoth as well, where if you owned a home, you could not Airbnb it. And anybody who did, they got busted and they got fined, and it cost them a lot of money. And so, you know, people who live in a neighborhood full time do not want people coming in and out as tourists.
Yeah, but so I want to make an argument. I Airbnb'd my house out when I lived in a suburb of Cleveland because I owned my home and I traveled a lot for work. So I would Airbnb my house out to people. I was pretty close to the airport, like 15 minutes from downtown. I always made it a point to screen the people really well. So there were people that were like, in town visiting like their kids for a visit at Baldwin Wallace College or people that were in town to watch games.
You're doing your due diligence. I think most people aren't doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because you seem to care about the community you were living in. I don't think most people care about that.
But wait, but did you have a problem with neighbors?
Yeah, well, my neighbor fought me on it and would call City Hall nonstop and leave messages and ask them if they would turn my electricity and my water off.
And I also think that, you know, it's not like, but to your point, I think certain areas, like I don't see people coming to Cleveland to have ragers. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's that.
Oh boy, Sedano.
I'm just being honest. I could see like Honolulu,
See, I feel like if you're going to Honolulu, you're probably like people going to Hawaii on vacation are paying a lot of money to be there. I don't think it's a bunch of like young kids.
No, but you don't have to be young kids to have a rager. I know plenty of people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that go out and they go and they do vacations without their kids, with their friends, and they go out and want to have a good time and get down, and they do mistreat it. Like I've seen way too much of that stuff before.
Well, those people, they just ruin it. You know, they ruin it for
correct.
Everyone.
Yeah,
I had a friend who owned a house in Bend, Oregon, Airbnb'd it, and it got, when I tell you, completely destroyed. The whole house, hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage. Nothing was salvageable. Not the beds, not the couches, yikes. Not one piece of furniture. They destroyed it like they were a rock band in a hotel room.
Hold on, George is sneezing. He's got a sneezing fit. You okay?
George is going to sneeze?
Yeah.
What do you like to hear, George? You like God bless you? I like God bless you. A lot of people like Gesundheit.
Gesundheit.
I think the Bend, Oregon bit threw him out there.
Yeah, we're done. Next question.
All right, one more here. So Apple just marked the end to one of the most important product line in its history. The company has officially, as of today, discontinued the iPod Touch, which will now only be available in stores while supplies last. The company says that the spirit of the iPod continues in other products like their iPhone, the iPad, and the Apple Watch. Yeah. Apple introduced the first iPod back in 2001. Is the end of the iPod era a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
No, no big deal, because I haven't thought about an iPod in about 10 or 12 years, maybe more. So
I had to just go look up what an iPod Touch is, because I haven't seen one in 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, I pegged you for an iPod guy for sure, Cap. Like, oh, I got my separate iPod.
Back then, he definitely
out.
Did. He had one that, you know what Cap also had? You know, the Velcro strap.
I did it. I did it.
For sure.
And he listened to Pandora on it.
No. There was no Pandora during that time. Yeah. There was no Pandora back then.
Yeah.
But this is kind of a weird thing. I didn't realize that the iPod was still in existence because I just assumed that they rolled it into everything else.
When
iPods first came out, I had a buddy of mine who had like 500 LPs, and he literally recorded every album onto his iPod. That's what it was like back then.
I mean, I gave my dad an iPod for Father's Day like 5 years ago just because my dad's not technologically savvy at all. And he doesn't know how to do all that stuff on
his
phone
loaded
and everything.
For him. Yeah.
Yeah, so I loaded it.
I feel
it
like that's what we'd have
albums.
To do for Cap. We'd have to load a bunch of stuff for him.
It would be helpful.
I mean, listen, we don't have to actually go that far. Lindsay, you literally just told him you were going to take out all the excess crap he's got on his phone.
No, this Thursday, Lindsay and I are going to meet at the Hollywood Park Casino before the show, and we're going to get down to some tech talk.
Make you a reservation for Disneyland too.
Yeah, that's going to be very helpful. Thank you.
Does Rachel want to go to Disneyland? Is that what?
No,
it is?
My
give
daughter.
Give me those Mickey ears. Oh, the mini ears, mini.
She wants the diamond encrusted ones that cost $5,000.
Yeah, my daughter Jillian's coming home from college, and it's her birthday. She's turning 20, and she's like, "I really want to go to Disneyland." And I'm like, "I could hook that up
at some
if
point,
I just
when
knew
do you
how."
Tell these kids enough. Like the spout is closed. It's done. Like,
he doesn't.
Do they ever go to mom
hear?
For stuff? I'm just curious.
I'm kind of the guy they go to. Yeah. You know?
You're the guy. You're that
I'm
guy.
I'm that guy.
Yeah.
I'm that
the whole Mother's Day brunch thing. Like, clearly you don't know how to say no.
I do have a problem saying no. It is true. It is true.
You do have that problem. Yes. Yes, you do. I mean, you're going to
I'm a pleaser. What can I tell you? I'm a person that likes to see people happy. I want to see. I'm a yes guy, you know?
Yeah.
When people say no, I'm like, no. No is the beginning of the conversation that will eventually get to yes.
Yeah.
I'm a don't take no for an answer kind of guy.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. All right. That is big deal or no deal because the music ended.
Music stopped.
Just did.
112-79. Miami's up 254 left in the fourth.
Yeah, and the Dodgers just won 11-1.
There's all your. I feel like we're doing the Lee Hacksaw Hamilton show right now.
The Dodgers 11-1. Yeah.
Man, I wanted to send a tweet.
It's time for ESPN Game Night with Keith Olbermann and Tony Bruno.
Oh, those were the days, weren't they?
Old school.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah. So anyway, final segment here. I got a movie thing that we got to get to, okay? I feel like there is a movie that is coming out in theaters that's got Cappy written all over it.
Can't wait to hear this.
All right.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We'll get to that in 2 minutes.
Live Imaging Tuesday, Sonato and Cap. Final segment. Oh, yeah. Little Billy Ocean.
Nice.
Because, you know, somebody out there in Laura's life definitely wants to be her lover boy. There's only one left. The last man standing. Yeah. Turn it up, Laura. Here we go.
I want to be your lover boy.
Lover boy.
Now, do you like Caribbean Queen is the Billy Ocean.
This is
Caribbean
my favorite Billy Ocean song.
Really?
I just think Caribbean Queen's a little played out. Great song.
Caribbean Queen.
But this to me, because this was in an episode of Nip Tuck many years ago.
I love Nip Tuck too. Now, maybe because I was a Corey guy growing up. The Corey guys, you know, the Corey Feldman and
Corey
and,
Haim.
And Haim, yeah. Get out of my dreams, get into my car.
Yeah, that was a great song too.
Good song.
Yeah.
So by the way, Nip Tuck was a great show on FX.
Oh,
love that show.
Wasn't a Nip Tuck guy.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. I connected with, what was the doctor that was more, you know, my type? I can't remember his
name. Well, there were two doctors. It was like, one was like a big, tall, good-looking guy with black hair, and the other guy was kind of like a little bit shorter, wasn't he?
But his attitude
was more my style, you know.
Yeah?
Estilo.
He was scandalous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Laura, what's the hard out here?
Exactly.
I think we got some time. Oh. Just guessing.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm just curious. So, Cappy?
Yo.
Top Gun Maverick. I feel like he's got your name written all over it. To the Danger Zone, like Kenny Loggins.
Yep.
Wearing your leather jacket. You wish you were riding a motorcycle, singing to Kelly McGillis. Like, I feel like this is all you.
I feel like it's all me, too. But I'm really questioning, is Top Gun in theaters really going to get me to go? Because I've seen Spider-Man recently. I told you I saw the Foo Fighters movie, Studio 666. So I've been to a theater twice already this year, which is a lot. Because that's probably the most I've been to a theater in like the last 10 years.
Yeah.
But am I going to go see Top Gun in a theater? I've been thinking about this quite a bit, as a matter of fact. Because Top Gun, I got to say, George, I mean, it's pretty much one of the, it's one of those movies from at least my teenage years.
Yeah.
Very influential.
Now, do you believe you would have beaten Maverick and Goose in volleyball?
Well, yeah. I mean, Tom Cruise is like 5'2", you know?
Yeah.
So they had to lower the nets for him.
Yeah, he's more of a setter.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Cap's more of a setter, too.
I feel like Cap's more of a squatter.
No, I'm more of a slammer. I mean, I got the hops, dude. I got to get up over the net and slam it.
You had the hops?
Yeah.
No way.
What do you mean, no way?
Could I set you at a volleyball net? Like, if we went to, like, Manhattan Beach right now.
Yeah.
And I set you up, you could slam it down.
Yeah,
could you spike it.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if I could at this stage of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time I could, but not now.
I could do it 50 times.
This is one of those moments where you're literally doing that thing where we're going to call you out on it, and you're not going to be able to do it more than, like, 4, and you're going to say you can do it 50 times.
Well, I don't really know if I can, but I'm just going to express tremendous confidence.
How many times do you honestly think you could do it if we set you up?
On the beach, on real sand?
Yes! No, on fake sand.
Well, I was thinking about more of the indoor game, you know, George. I'm more of a rotation guy, you know, in the 6-man indoor game, you know?
If we went to Manhattan Beach or Hermosa right now, okay? And by the way, if you live here and have never been to the AVP tour, particularly the Hermosa one, so much fun. But if we went down there right now, and I said, Cappy, the sun's still out. How many times can I set you up and you spike it down?
Do I get an hour of lessons with Karch Karai in advance?
No, you get to warm up. I'll let you stretch.
Okay, I need to stretch for sure. My lower back needs it, my hamstrings.
A little warm up.
Yep.
How many times are you throwing it down?
I mean, I'm going to say I can put it down 10 times, George. 10 times.
Out of how many opportunities?
Well, I mean, I don't know. How many free throws would it take you to make 10?
Do I get a chance to warm up?
Yeah, you can go ahead and warm up.
I probably can do it in to hit 10.
10 free throws.
It's about like 16 to 18.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, I mean, I'm not a professional free throw shooter, but I feel like once I get into a rhythm, I can hit them pretty good.
Okay. I would probably say then, given that I don't really play volleyball, but I just have, again, tremendous confidence in things that I'm not really good at.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I'd say 25.
25. So yeah. I could set you up 25 times. And I'll even say if I set you wrong, that one doesn't count.
Okay.
All right. Again, we're going to do this.
I want to tell you something.
After the NBA season, we are going to go down to the beach.
Yep.
And we're going to tape this. And we're going to go there. And I'm going to set you. Okay. I'm going to set you 25 good times. Mm-hmm. Again, if I screw up, that's fine. We won't count that one. And you need to nail down 10 spikes.
Okay. Now, if this were a basketball situation and you told me to dunk, I would tell you on a 10-foot rim, I'm going to have a hard time.
No, of course.
But on an 8-foot rim, I'm Michael Jordan. I mean, the white Jewish version. No,
okay. Seriously, on an 8-foot rim, you think you can dunk right now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't believe you could be like, I believe you could dunk, but I don't believe you, like, Jordan to me entails that you are like slam dunk competition at 8 feet.
All right, maybe I should change my player. Maybe I'm more like Shaquille O'Neal.
All right, so you're just throwing it down.
Yeah, I'm just going to dunk on a fool.
Well, I mean, I mean, you're 8 feet. I mean, you're already close to six.
So, what I'm getting at is I'd like you to lower the net on the beach.
Go up at least, a foot and a half. So, I mean, you only have to jump like 6-7 inches.
Well, right. I mean, then I'm like Anthony Davis. I don't really have to jump.
Yeah.
And you just put one down.
The Heat win, 120 to 85. It is a final, as somebody once said.
Yeah, I want to do this. After the NBA season, I want to definitely go to the beach and do this.
I have to start working on my skills.
Well, you got time. I've given you time.
Well, you can go to Slay afterwards in Manhattan Beach and have dinner with the Irelands.
Yeah, with the Irelands. They love Slay.
They do love Slay. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying that I was going to Slay.
No.
No, there's a restaurant that John goes to.
Yeah.
Oh, called Slay. Called
Can
Slay.
Rachel be there as like your cheerleader?
Rachel would probably do a much better job of setting me up than you would, I think.
That's a real possibility. Yeah. I wouldn't deny that.
I think her skills might be better.
Perhaps. You see, the difference is that I don't know if
don't
she's skilled
or not. Don't let them make fun of you, Scott. Yeah, you stand up for yourself.
You show them how to do it.
Real possibility that that's the case.
Again, don't make me call their boss, Greg. We're friends now.
Yeah.
Well, she's calling Dottie.
She's calling Dottie
right.
first.
She'll
did
call
you hear
Dottie.
What they did on the air?
Yeah. Rachel will call Dottie. Dottie can call Greg. Greg can handle it.
And see, this is why y'all never will meet.
Never going to meet your man, huh?
No, actually, Chris and
I thought you were bringing him to the Mandy Awards.
No, my best friend's coming.
Which one's that one?
My best friend? My best friend of like 17 years?
The dude?
Yeah, Eric. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wait a second. You're in a relationship now with a guy.
Yes.
And you're not going to bring this guy to the Mandy's?
No.
Why not?
Because I know y'all. And I want to keep our relationship.
Why? What do you think we would do to him?
Actually, Amanda thinks Chris and him would get along really great.
Oh, we'll see. I do bring a lot of joy to people's lives. Amanda once wrote that on an Instagram post for my birthday.
That's sweet.
Aww.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's all I had there. 710 Awards. Speaking of the Mandy's, June 24th at the Quiet Canyon in Montebello, the 710 Mandy Awards, the inaugural version, presented by Jim Beam and Buffalo Wild Wings. Have you voted yet? Vote now at 710awards.net. You can vote early and vote often. By the way, so Jim Beam is the sponsor. Here's the thing, Sedano. Shinao. I won't have a cocktail in my hand all night like Dean Martin while I'm up on stage.
Cigarette
right?
too?
I don't think they're going to be okay with that. But I would do it. I would do cigar. But what's a good cocktail with Jim Beam?
Ooh, I just drink bourbon straight usually.
I'll pass out. I mean, you know me. I'll drink two bottles in an hour and then there'll be no award show. You'll be carrying me out.
I'd like to be officially installed as the backup. So if something were to happen to you, Chris.
Of course. Do you hear this, Sedano?
Oh, my God.
I want to be the backup host.
Honestly, if I was to drop dead right before the show started, it's Clinton. Because Clinton's hosting the pre-show stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Clinton.
Yep.
Clinton
no way,
is
man.
Made for that.
Yes. Yeah. He is.
Clinton's coming in tomorrow because you're going out tomorrow.
Yeah, because I'm flying tomorrow. Yeah.
The only problem with Clinton is he'd mention Washington, D.C. about 50 times in 10 minutes.
Clinton has done the red carpet at the ESPYs.
So
before.
He's doing our red carpet, the social media show beforehand.
Yeah. He's actually done that on the ESPYs.
You know what, Scott? You need to go in there and you need to tell Greg that you're supposed to host the award show. You're
well,
the
I mean,
star.
There's
not
a big
that
difference.
Big boy Chris Morales
with the
yeah,
big
there's
hair.
A big, there's a difference between the red carpet, what are you wearing guy, and the actual host
wow,
guy.
Wow, you're just demeaning that now all of a sudden.
Well, I'm just saying that they're different roles.
Yeah.
You don't think?
You're going to have your time up on stage.
You know, Keyshawn, LZ, and I, remember we did the red carpet with you 1 year with the ESPYs, remember? We did a show from there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
It was super fun,
actually. That was fun. That's back when we did the ESPY show.
Kyle Kuzma came and sat with us and a bunch of Laker players.
Before he went on, like, was snarky with you, remember?
Before he was snarky with me,
yeah.
Right, you've never shot any free throws. You don't know how to play basketball.
Yeah.
I remember that.
He got snarky as hell.
Got
I mean,
and
now
DC.
He can be all snarky he wants. He's sitting in D.C. like I said
like,
he would be.
He got shipped to D.C.
Good luck, bro. Bye. You're going to score 20 a game in D.C.
We need stars in L.A., Kuz.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to let everyone know, big, big, big match coming up after us. LAFC, Portland Timbers, live from the Bank, okay? Bank of California Stadium, right down the street. So make sure you stay tuned for that, all right? Our pals will be broadcast. Beautiful stadium. Man, you know, I would have, if I didn't have to fly tomorrow, I would want to get to that match. That'd
hey, by the way, shout out to my man, Mark Rogandino. Known that guy forever.
Yeah?
You know Mark Rogandino at all?
I do not. I don't know
He's
him.
Doing pre and post in halftime tonight.
No, I know, but I don't know him. Yeah.
Shout out Mark.
Rogo.
Oh,
you know
Rogo.
That, you, Chris, you'll love this. You ready for this?
Shout out Rogo.
Sure.
You ready for this? Rachel used to babysit Mark Rogandino.
Wow. It all ties together.
It all does tie together.
Yeah. This is why you need to get in the Sedano and Cap community, in the circle of trust. It's why you got to subscribe to the podcast. It's why you have to download the ESPN LA app. We have someone that wants to chime in. Is it Mark?
Yep.
Hello, sir.
Yo, Sedano
what's
and
up?
Cap.
What's
yo, what's up, Rogo?
Am I making my debut after the shout-out like that? I love you, Scott Kaplan.
Much love right back to you, brother. I was just telling Chris, you know, Chris is very fond of Rachel, and I told Chris that Rachel once babysat you as a little kid.
True story.
Wow.
Lived right across the street.
Was she nice back then?
Come on.
Or did she spank you like she spanks Cap every night?
Wow, I walked right into that. You did walk into it, Rogo. That actually would have been
Rogo, are we beating Portland tonight? What's going on?
Oh, yes. It's a great rivalry, these two teams, whether it's MLS or U.S. Open Cup play. It'll get down and dirty here tonight at the Bank. But LAFC, hands down, much better talent, much deeper. We'll take care of business and move on in the tournament and send them back to the Rose City.
I love it, brother. Have a great broadcast, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Take care, guys.
You got it.
See you, Rogo.
There you go. Rogo, coming up. Now I've met Rogo, Cappy.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, you imagine you're like a little kid, 12, 13. She's your babysitter, 21. That's like one of those dream girl moments for a kid like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, now it was for me.
Now I'm your dream girl, Scotty.
It's true.
Cappy.
You get in here and eat dinner now.
All right, we're out of here.
That
Cappy,
salmon on
great
the grill.
Job, as always. Lindsay and Laura, great job. Chris, great job. We'll talk to you mañana. See you.